You're listening to The Owl.
Shh.
You're listening to The Owl on UCFM 87.8, live from Ngunnawal Country.
Hello and welcome back to episode 2 of Hear All About It. I'm Maddie.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Leela.
And we are back, a 3 female empowerment on the panel tonight.
Woohoo.
Going to quiz each other on what's been happening in the world of entertainment, science, and crime. Yes. So, you know, forget about the general news, forget about the sport.
Ben. he's missing an action this week.
Exactly.
Don't know where he is.
You will get a little bit of general news and sport in the perch, so don't worry if you're keen to listen to that. That will be on later on. But yeah, we're keen. We're ready to go. I wonder if you're going to figure out whose voice is who during the program.
You'll never know.
Exactly. Do we just all sound the same? But let us know on Instagram at UCFM_87.8 or on the owl_UC if we do all sound the same or if you can tell who's who.
Yep.
Guess that sound.
Guess that sound. Guess that voice. Talking about guessing that sound, are you guys ready for I guess that animal? It's
sure.
Guess that bird. It's guess that bird. So here we go.
Oh, that's the bird.
Oh, it sounds tiny.
It sounds tiny.
You would be correct. It is a tiny bird.
Oh,
I'm gonna give you a clue because like there's so many birds in this world.
Too many.
Or do you not need a clue?
Oh, look, I think a handicap would be good this,
okay,
this week.
So they have an ability to mimic everything from sirens to crickets to other bird species.
I know what bird it is, but I have no idea what bird it is.
Wait. So you can picture it in your mind?
Yes.
Okay, well, I am pretty sure.
You'll have to pick it.
It's a lyre bird.
Oh, that would be incorrect.
I was going to say Willy Wagtail, so.
Okay, do you know what, though? If you guys have got that, if you had got the answer, I would have been very impressed.
Sorry to disappoint you, Maddie.
No, because it's actually, there's so many birds in this world, and I was, like, Googling bird sounds, and I was like, no way they're going to get this. But anyway, it is a mockingbird.
Oh!
It is holding,
of course,
his territory close to a walnut tree, so that's what the description was.
He's holding
was.
It down. That's, like, his war cry?
Yeah.
That's his William Wallace,
yep,
you know, freedom. War cry. Yeah.
And so, yeah, pretty much that's it. And, yeah, shall we get into it, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get into it. And I just had news in that the San Diego Zoo Wildlife just contacted us on Instagram. And they personally checked out Pat the Pocket Mouse, who is not on public display, so you can't see him there. But he is alive and kicking, as quoted by them. So,
oh, very
he's,
good.
We're happy
he's
about
still
that.
Going.
We are
Look,
happy.
We appreciated all his fan mail last week.
Yes.
You know, Ben was extremely excited.
Yes, so we are glad he's live and kicking. I don't know how he does it, but it must be some type of science magical theory thing.
Look, if I knew, I could. I would love to tell you, but yes.
Instead, you're just going to tell us science news?
Instead, I could just tell you science news. Yeah.
Alrighty. She's got the notebook ready.
I do have the notebook ready.
I was looking at your notes. I was like, what is going on here?
Look, I mean, Maddie and Ben, I think, were a little bit surprised by science last week. Are you feeling?
Oh, no, Amy. Science is not on my list of to-do list things.
To see?
I will try my best.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll just jump into question one.
All right.
So, question one. Saturn's spoke season has started. What does that mean for the gas giant? It's an interesting face there, Maddie. You look really ready to answer this question.
Okay, hang on. Just repeat the whole question again. Because so, the Saturn something, so and then there's more to it, though.
Saturn has an annual spoke season, is what they call it.
Mm-hmm. As in Saturn, the planet.
The planet, right? Yes. So the planet Saturn has a spoke season. What does that mean? What is spoke season?
Is it a time that it's dark all the time?
I mean... Spoke. It does orbit the sun, so I feel like...
Okay, so it can't. Okay. Maybe it just avoids it in that season.
In that season,
is it more gassy than other times?
Oh, that's a good one, actually. unfortunately... Look, I if that was the meaning of spoke season, I also get spoke season sometimes, especially after GYG. what spoke season is basically these spokes are like blobs. So scientists actually don't know what these spokes are, but they're sort of dark patches.
And you were expecting us to answer it? Okay, all right.
Look, fair point. But they appear on the rings of Saturn, close to its equinox. So you know how we have like summer and winter equinox when the sun's getting closer to the, just face on to the equator. Mm-hmm. So Saturn has the same thing. So these just random blobs in the rings just pop up.
Are they like
peekaboo, it's spoke season?
Yeah, literally.
Are they like a hard mass or are they just like a...
That's a good question.
They don't know that?
They don't know. Yeah. Okay. As far as I don't know, is the true answer to that question. But they just look a little funky.
So. Does that affect Saturn at any... no? Okay.
Again.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Well, that probably means we're
on to question two. Exactly. Yes. All right. So, I don't know if you guys drive frequently.
Yes. But a car? Or, yeah.
Yeah. Look, okay. Bus, yeah, car. Yeah, bus, car. Okay. But hopefully you've noticed that Canberra has seen the introduction of mobile phone detection cameras this week.
They have.
So that's pretty important for also listeners out there. Just letting you know, again, illegal to drive with your phone, but, they've introduced them. My question is they're obviously cameras, they can see, but what is special about these cameras?
They're like 360.
That's a good guess. Yep. Any guesses?
I don't know. They pick it up straight away. That's for sure. You're on your phone.
I getcha.
Actually give you the ticket. Like, they just push it out and like...
Pin it at you while you're driving. Get off your phone.
Lands on your windscreen.
They yell at you.
They yell at you. No.
Does it run into the road?
It does not. It's a weird little caravan thing. But no. So the cameras and the software after the images are taken are run through AI. So the AI can understand exactly what a device, like what type of device you have. So if you have an iPad or a phone, where it is in. In relation to your body.
I have a MacBook desktop.
Maggie
was on Facebook on her tablet.
Sorry, let me get off my Game Boy real quick. also fun fact, fines will not be issued immediately. So basically they're going to introduce warnings and fines will be starting from October.
Do we know people will keep that going like next October? Oh, but we're still in the trial phase, right?
Do we know where these cameras are positioned?
Horse Park Drive and Gunga?
Okay, better write that down.
I know there's one in Charnwood. But no, so they have explicitly said that there's no warning signs before the phone camera thing. It's just... there's signs like somewhere around Canberra to be like, hey, they're being introduced.
Yeah.
Don't know where those signs are.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Next question. All right. So, again, there have been a few stories in the past few weeks about the rise in the use of subtitles. So I don't know if you guys
use
subtitles. They're great. Just saying. What is the reason for why sound is now so hard to hear? Like, there's a couple of reasons, but like, could you possibly step me through them? I'm asking you to be the expert now.
Okay, so sound itself is harder to hear. Like, is it... Okay. Well, I was going to answer that people are just not fully concentrating. So people are turning them on to be, you know, actually concentrating on the TV itself. But that's not what you've asked, so I don't know.
I find them very distracting because I focus on the words, so I don't pay attention to Harry kissing Sally in the background.
Oh, you know? Well, yes. Yeah.
But I guess more to your question, it's because people listen to other things too loud, so they're going deaf, like going PlayStation. Because, like, my partner, he plays PlayStation at home, and I can hear him shooting people sitting next to him, and he's got headphones on. I'm like, mate, how loud do you need it? Like, it's a game. It's not real life war here. Like, what are we doing? Turn it down so you can listen and hear.
Was that expert enough? Because that was pretty convincing. That was,
look, I mean, in terms of your own personal experiences, I feel like you're expert enough in them.
But not your own.
In terms of, so it's on the production side of movies. There have been innovations in both microphone technology and speakers. So movies are now, like, more and more, they are designed to be seen in these cinemas that have massive speakers and massive speaker arrays. And even when they're producing movies, you know, you have the sound engineering with you know, multi-million dollar speakers. And it's being mixed at that level. So, you know, it's good for those speakers, but your average Joe does not have $1 million speaker.
You maybe hope not.
Yeah. Look, my partner doesn't even, he just uses the monitor speaker. So, like, yeah.
Yeah. And so does that mean, I actually went blank on what I was about to say.
So it doesn't play normal through your TV speakers as it does in the cinema? Is that what it comes down to?
So the base level of volume is set with the production of these these movies with those speakers, and so they're set at a volume that's reasonable for them.
Yeah, okay.
So yes, so subtitles are becoming more popular.
I was going to say that's what I was going to say, but remember it now.
Yep.
That whenever I turn on Netflix, I have it like really loud. Like it's always really, really loud. And then you go onto you have to turn it up because it needs to be louder. Then you go onto live TV and it's like blasting.
Super loud.
Or
yes.
Like something on your normal TV is like quite normal level. And then you go to an ad and it's like blast. Yeah. And I'm just everyone level. Like, yes. They just like talk to each other. Anyway, that's first world problem, but you know, once again, I'll complain about it.
But interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so on to question four. Ready? Mm-hmm. So scientists are talking about the possible de-extinction of a certain Aussie animal. What animal are they trying to bring back? This was big news this week too. Oh.
This isn't the woolly mammoth. That's not Australian though, is it?
No, but it is related. So
is it Tasmanian tiger? The Tasmanian tiger. Yeah. So that's because there's DNA that someone kept, some like sciencey guy kept some type of DNA from this Tasmanian tiger.
Yeah.
And then they're like potentially, which I don't know is the best idea because they were extinct, they were hunted for a reason. So does that mean they want to bring it back into population?
Yeah. So there's huge talks around this as well. Like it is not and not everyone's on the page on the same page with this issue because there's again ethical considerations. You're like, well, the environment has survived so long
without it,
you know, with the introduction, what's it going to do? Some scientists think that it will help with the feral cat population in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Others like,
but then it will have feral Tasmanian tiger. But you know, like it kind of like counterweights, like
And I mean, like even the way that they're doing it. So scientists are trying to edit the genome of a related species. The dunnan.
Okay. Is that like a rat thing?
it's related to it. Right. And so they're going to reassemble the thylacine, that's the Tasmanian tiger, DNA, and then use another relative as a surrogate, so to gestate, and have a thylacine baby. So
this sounds like Jurassic World situations.
I actually, talking about Jurassic World. I went past the dinosaur museum after you talked about
last week.
After you talked about the big dinosaur, that the new one, and I didn't realize that they actually, like, I thought they got rid of one of the big ones, but they've actually opened another whole space for new dinosaurs to go in.
Wow.
So pretty impressive dinosaur there.
There you go. So look, if you have no idea what we're talking about, please listen to episode one of The Owl. That was last week.
Yes. And we won't give it away because it just means you have to go back and listen. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Final question. You've gotten one.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. So basically this week, international scientists have proposed a source of dark energy. What do they think it could be? So just to give you some background, because there's some blank faces in the room. Dark energy is basically it's pushing the expansion of the universe. So our universe is expanding at an accelerating rate, which means that it has to be getting energy from somewhere. And so dark energy just literally means that scientists have no idea what it is. So but they've proposed a possible source this week. So what could it possibly be?
Source in what matter? Like, what sort of, like, context are we talking?
You mean like a gas?
Is it like a solid material?
A like a thing? It's a very well-known thing. I could guarantee that
like
you
an
both...
Element?
No, it's okay. An object. I'll give you that. You both have heard of this object.
Oh, dear.
Definitely.
It's going to be like water or something. Is it like air? Oxygen?
No.
CO2.
No. So basically, scientists actually think that black holes might be the cause of dark energy. And so
there's a lot of them.
There are a lot of them. And there's a lot of like dormant black holes. So they're not too sure what they're doing. But it's just a theory that they've popped out there to say, look, it's possible that when black holes collide or when they collapse, if they collapse upon themselves, then yeah, they spit out dark energy. So look,
it sounds like some vampire like medieval like dark energy, like
dark energy.
I'm gonna yeah some wizard stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, funnily enough, the connection to Canberra with dark energy is that Professor Brian Schmidt, who is currently vice chancellor of the ANU, he practically helped discover dark energy through
His wizardry.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So so that was our five science questions. Look, you guys did well. You did one. Come on.
And that's 7 minutes of science. But everything in science obviously needs an explanation because me and Leela are going like, this is like blank faces being like, tell us like, okay, you've given us the answer, but now give us an explanation of the answer.
Yeah.
So it's not as... it's quite heavy on the content.
Not straightforward, that's for sure.
But I definitely do learn my science intake for the week.
You're like, that's enough. Yep.
And my goodness, I just like... And on that note, the first part of this song is like, I'm like, hey, you can shh up about science. The next part... Take what you want from it. So we're going to listen to Shut Up and Kiss Me by Reese Maston. And that was Shut Up and Kiss Me, Reese Maston. Oh, goodness gracious me. I tell you, Reese Maston, and it was a good era.
He was a good era.
He was a good era.
Yeah.
I know, he came out with some bangers. Shame he's not, you know, he's doing his local pubs and things like that, but like, such a shame. But at least he bring out some really good classics, I guess.
Nice.
Classics. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had some really good entertainment.
that was just the slightest nod.
Yes,
to
it was
the
like
omniscient
the,
being in the room to
yes.
press the... The button.
The studio god just like entertain. Yeah. But it was also like I wasn't planning on saying entertainment. And I did. And he got that. He got the message. Anyway, this week in entertainment, you know, there's always dramas. There's always breakups. There's always. Yeah, there's always some tea. And, you know, does it change anyone's lives? Probably not. But it also is something light and kind of takes us away from. Really heavy news, so that's what I'm here for.
All
that's
science.
My life.
I was going to say.
All science.
I was like,
exactly.
is this a dig?
Science and crime, which, you know. So this is why I'm in the middle. And I hope that's my persona, just taken away from, like, some heaviness in this world. Anyway, enough about my whatever. Anyway, question one. So we know Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical. That's how I know her.
Yeah.
She made an announcement this week. What was her news? It's got nothing to do with High School Musical.
She's pregnant.
She is not pregnant.
Damn, that's what I was going to guess too.
No.
Yeah.
She may be pregnant, like, later on, but at the moment she's just engaged to a US baseball player boyfriend, Cole Tucker, and she posted on Instagram saying, yes, we couldn't be happier, which they took a photo of her ring and they were seemingly in Paris, so a critical place to be.
I might be a little bit behind, but wasn't she dating
Austin Butler? Oh, yeah. I know. That's definitely a couple that should never have broken up, but anyway. Good on Cole Tucker. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Question two. Eager fans have been warned against what this week ahead of British pop sensation Harry Styles' upcoming Aussie tour.
Oh.
So there's a reason why they have been warned. What is it?
I saw. Are you in any of these circles whatsoever on social media? Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know who Harry Styles is?
I do. Yeah, I know he sings watermelon kisses or something kisses. There's kisses and watermelon. Somewhere.
Both. Watermelon sugar.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
Because I know for a fact that Australian fans were really mad it was like his concert was pushed back or something. I know that fans were annoyed at him.
Yeah, so that was a while back, but now he's definitely coming.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of fans, and a lot of fans in the mosh pit want to get the best position in the mosh pit. So they're wanting to do something to get that, but they've been warned if they do it, then they'll be kicked out.
Thrown out.
Do you know what they are?
How do you get a good place in a mosh pit? Isn't it just chaos?
What you do is my year 10 teacher told me this on a crowded bus. You bring your chicken wings out and you start throwing them elbows. I don't condone that. She was nuts. Do love her though. But that's my guess. Throwing some elbows.
No. So before they even get into the stadium, they're planning on camping out in the line to be able to then get their tickets scanned first. But the Perth venue have warned fans that if they partake, they'd be removed from the venue due to the well-being and safety of our patrons. So people are planning on staying all night to make sure that they get, you know, the best position. I know people do that with shoes and getting, you know, the first iPhone. if you do that, if you're planning on doing that, you'll be removed and sent back home to sleep in a bed.
This is funny.
Yes.
Some people do it for oldies special buys too on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but just settle down, everybody. That's enough to go around.
You'll get your trumpet later on. It's fine, Vanessa. Yes.
But it's crazy because, like, my sister's going to Harry Styles and...
Is she one of the campers?
No, she isn't. But there's no accommodation in Olympic Park left. Like, I know it's a little bit like, but there's obviously a lot of people going to be going to the concert.
Yeah.
Yes.
So camp out. Okay. Don't camp out. Question three. The first trailer for Celeste Barber's comedian show, Well Mania, is going to be coming.
Yes.
It's going to be released. Where will it be screened? Like, what platform is it set to be released on?
Oh, my God.
Got
surely,
a couple options.
Surely the Owl at UCFM.
I know. What streaming platform will it be shown on first?
Or, Stan.
Yeah. Stan. I'm No.
Paramount,
Hulu,
go see them. Binge Netflix.
That would be correct. So, in this new series, Celeste Barber, who plays a woman named Liv, an Australian food critic in New York, who's about to hit the big time with a TV judging gig. So I'm keen for that because Celeste Barber is funny, and it's a new show you can watch on TV.
Yeah.
So on Netflix.
She's about to hit the big time, folks.
<is.
laughs>
Well, it is like her, I'm pretty sure it's her first like official like TV series.
Yeah,
so
I think so.
That's pretty cool. Some acting, coming her way. Question four. Aussie actress Rebel Wilson took to the podcast Life Uncut this week and revealed what about her current relationship. So there's something, yeah. Well, so if you know about what happened to Rebel, so she did come out.
Yeah.
And she is with a female called Ramona.
Yeah.
But why is she not exactly happy about... She's happy about the relationship. She's not happy about something else, about surrounding the relationship.
Oh, it's... Look, my guess is probably the fact that... like, to do with the original coming out was that she was sort of... I don't know. I'm assuming it's media attention.
And right. Like it's no one else's business, yeah.
Yeah, well, it is not media attention. Someone also needs to stay... Keep attention. It is a media attention, so we'd have dun dun. But instead, it is Ramona's, so her girlfriend, her family isn't being very accepting of the pair's relationship.
Oh, dude.
While Rebel's family has just been just amazing. So, yeah.
But she said this out in public?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
She
said that on Life Uncut, so you got the exclusive goss, but, you know. I assume definitely the public would be a whole nother level of, like, the media would be a whole nother level.
Yes,
And I like that she said, like, I didn't even think in the 21st century that you even had to come out. And I was like, but, you know, it's just, like, big news for, like, a celebrity. So I...
And again, because, I mean, it's clear that, like, you know, there's still issues that plague LGBT community and Ramona's family. It's not
definitely
uncommon.
And everyone obviously has an opinion. Like, but
definitely.
Sometimes it's better to keep it to yourself than just, you know.
Yes, so hopefully that all gets better for Rebel. Alright, question 5. It's time for our maths. News this week, Married at First Sight. Round it up. Anyway, this week on maths, viewers are calling for Harrison Boone to be what this week? They want something to happen to him. What do they want? What do they want?
Okay.
Divorced.
Look, yeah, not gonna lie. I don't
watch maths.
Neither.
I wasn't even aware it's on still.
Literally, my crutch is Ben in this segment. Like, Ben comes in and he's like, oh, what's happening on maths today?
I don't know if Ben actually watches it though. I think maybe he just like, maybe he watches it with his like, his parents when he goes back home or something.
I don't know.
Pretty sure he said that in the past, being like, oh yeah, I go to, we talk about Ben so much. He's not even here. Anyway, but not talking about Ben, but we've done this to Ben before. But no, talking about Harrison.
I think.
What's happened? What do viewers want?
Given the boot from the show.
Yes, you are correct.
Oh,
so viewers want him to be kicked out of Married at First Sight after he was labelled a snake for his behaviour at last night's dinner party. He's done a lot. He's definitely gaslighted his wife like 24/7. It's a really bad example. And if anyone is in a relationship like that, you need to be out of it because it's really toxic. And watching it is like actually like a really disgusting trait experience. Of someone experience so he's done that but last night he went out and then a girl asked for his number and he said no you can't have mine but I'll have yours.
What?
And what? His excuse was I'll grab yours and then delete it straight away, and that's what he said to everyone and to all the other couples, whether he deleted it or not. But people are just not liking him on the show and they want him out, so we'll see on the commitment ceremony on Sunday night whether he is kicked out, because that's what the ads have us to believe, that he may be leaving the show.
Yikes.
And do you know my tip? Love watching whole series of like a TV series, but you know, I don't really have time for that, or I don't get home like till later. So I'll like go onto Facebook and watch like the highlights of what's just happened, and that's my whole rundown of entertainment for the week. So there you go.
Well, I'm looking forward to the update next week.
He's kicked out.
I want to hear what you say.
I won't be here,
that.
But I'll let you know in the upcoming
weeks.
Ben post it on the socials.
Okay, yeah. Oh yeah, we'll post on the socials. Did Harrison get kicked out? Yes or no?
It's important.
I really hope he does, because like it's just gross. Like I just don't treat people like that. Just, and even like, not even that his wife or anything, just like, don't treat anyone. Like, don't gaslight anyone. Yeah. It's just not fair. It's not nice. It's not a nice trait to have. That's my little rant. Apparently, we're on a relationship love advice show right now.
Happy Valentine's
Day. In saying that, honestly, I think we should Bam Bam. What does that mean? Actually, in this context, Camila Cabello, is Bam Bam like boot off or like...
I don't know.
Bam Bam.
Is it like kiss?
We'll go Bam Bam.
I don't know. Anyway, whatever it means.
Here it is.
Here it is. And that was Bam Bam Camila Cabello. I think I had like a cough right at the end of that.
Bam Bam.
Was that like a vocal? I don't know. Maybe that was Ed Sheeran being like, that was a long song. I swear I heard a cough as that thing ended.
Oh, as in like Ed Sheeran was like, yeah. a little frog in his throat.
Yeah, I think he did. I don't know. Anyway, I hope someone that didn't have a cough or a frog in their throat was Joe Washington King this week, because she was on the Perch where Anthony quizzed her about general news, sport and entertainment. And quickly, Joe Washington King is the integrated learning manager at the Faculty of Arts and Design at the University of Canberra. So let's have a listen and see how she went.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony.
How's week two of uni so far?
It has been really hectic at the moment, and I'm ready for a good sleep and to see the sun come out as well to kind of lift my mood a bit. So yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't like the rain that's been around, but let's get straight into the Perch. The way it works, I've got 10 questions, 4 general news, 4 sport, and 2 entertainment. You think you can tackle them?
I'm sure I can. We'll see how we go.
Alrighty, we'll start with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced he'll be doing what this coming weekend?
Yep, maybe going swimming with the sharks, I don't know.
No, not quite. No, something a bit more political. He announced he'll be walking in the Mardi Gras parade this weekend. So he'll become the first Australian Prime Minister to do so.
Oh, I can't wait to see his outfit. I hope it's something spectacular. He looks like he's from Priscilla. That'd be awesome.
That's always good. All right. Why was Dr. Charlie Teo in court this week?
Oh, it was a bit of to do with some ex-patients looking at some medical negligence for some of his work.
It was. We'll give you a point for that one. It is his Health Care Complaints Commission hearing. All right. Number 3, Auckland Airport was closed earlier this week. Do you know why?
Was it due to the storms that they were having?
It was. It's now ex-tropical cyclone Gabriel that caused flash flooding. And number 4, YouTube sensations KSI and Logan Paul pulled a large crowd of fans outside Channel 9 headquarters on Monday morning. What for?
Was that to promote their tour here?
Well, somewhat of a promotion, but they were launching their new energy drink. We'll give you half a point for that one.
That's the prime drink, right? Yeah, okay, yep.
It is. All right, moving straight into our sports segment. The Canberra Raiders were beaten by who in their first pre-season trial on Sunday?
Oh, this is going to be really embarrassing being that I live in Canberra, but I have no idea because I do not follow rugby. Sorry to all the rugby fans out there.
That's all right. I'll give you an update. It was the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs from Sydney, and they won 34-18.
Whoops.
All right. Who won the 57th Super Bowl on Monday morning? Kansas City Chiefs or Philadelphia Eagles?
Philadelphia.
You had a 50% chance.
Oh, no, that was a guess.
No, it was the Kansas City Chiefs, rather, with their quarterback Patrick Mahomes, or Mahomes, as I like to say, because he's from Kansas. He scored himself 3 touchdowns on his way to winning the Super Bowl MVP.
Nice. Nice work to him. I would like to say that I have seen the ads, if that's, you know, any importance there for the Super Bowl.
Ads are a big part, but unfortunately they don't get shown on Australian TV when you're watching. So there's another one. All right, why were several Australian female cricketers in the news on Tuesday morning?
Look, this is really poor. You can see I haven't really watched any sport this week, so I've got nothing at all. Nothing.
All right, they were all sold in the inaugural women's IPL auction. So the Women's Indian Premier League kicking off in a couple of months, so... There was an auction overnight, and Ash Gardner was the highest auctioned Aussie, scoring a contract worth 558,000 Australian dollars for a 6-week tournament.
That's amazing. It's actually about time that women's sport actually got started paying, getting paid for, you know, their skills. It's great.
It is. And there were 14 Aussies snapped up overall. So those included the likes of Beth Mooney, Elise Perry, Tali McGrath and Meg Lanning, among many other up-and-coming Aussie stars. All right, well, this is going to be a long shot after the rest of our sports segment, but we'll give it a go anyway. 2 weeks after the Bathurst 12-hour, Mount Panorama will host another major sporting event this weekend. What is it?
Some other car race of some sort.
No, it's not a car race.
Oh, okay.
It is the World Athletics Cross Country Championships that are taking place on Saturday morning. So they're running around on the inside of the track because it's quite rugged terrain out there. So.
Okay, that is something I never thought I would have heard of happening up at Bathurst, but there you go.
It is. All right, moving into entertainment. The Australian version of Would I Lie to You aired its first episode of Season 2 on Monday night on Channel 10. Who is the host of the show? And I'll give you bonus points if you could name the two team captains.
Yeah, no, haven't seen that show. If you ask me about maths or something, we'll be right.
No, I'm not a big maths person myself, but host is Chrissy Swan.
Oh, yeah.
And the two captains are Frank Woodley and Charlie Pickering. So
that would be a funny show then. I should probably watch that because they are all really funny people.
They are, and there's plenty of Aussie comedians that join on as guests. All right, final question. Who was the halftime entertainment for yesterday's Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that Ben Affleck was in an ad. Does that help?
He was in an ad.
Do I get points for
that? Well, I'll give you a point for that, but not quite related to the question, but anyway, it was Rihanna.
Ah, there you go.
So she flaunted her baby bump, and the two of them performed on levitating platforms from the stadium roof. So there were platforms suspended high in the air. It was a interesting show for someone who's pregnant, but anyway.
Yeah, you really wouldn't want to fall from there, would you, when you're pregnant? Jeez, I don't know if that's the safest thing to be doing, but...
I do believe she was strapped in, but we'll see. But anyway, Joe, thanks for coming onto the perch with us.
Thanks. Sorry I wasn't as successful as last week's, Rachel. I will watch the news and stuff next time.
And oh my God, I just keep on going, yeah, I'm going to say something and then I go, no, I'm not going to say it. And then here we are. Anyway, that was Joe Washington King on the perch and Anthony writing the questions.
He wrote the questions.
He did write the questions. Yeah. And I can't believe that Joe didn't see Rihanna perform. Like that was her red outfit was everywhere.
Yeah,
like true. It was a very stellar performance, and she hadn't been on it. Like that was her first debut in however long.
Yeah, I think they released numbers for the Super Bowl. So I think there were 107 million people who watched the Super Bowl, and then for the halftime show specifically, there were 118 million.
Jeez. Yeah, yeah. But she's still not the highest.
No.
Half-time? Wow.
Yeah. It's like 140 million or something.
Oh my God. And normally they have multiple performances, but it was just her for the whole 40 minutes. Yeah, so it was like a full concert.
Yeah, she also didn't get paid for that. Did you see that?
I saw that. Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't. Which is, that's crazy. Like, they have that much money coming from Super Bowl that surely they can just give her a cut or something. Like, anyway.
There you go.
And yeah, she did it pregnant, which was crazy, which is awesome.
I mean, yeah.
But again, women can do anything. Like, Serena Williams won the Australian Open when she was pregnant. Like, that gives some women, like, so much. Like, I don't think when I'm pregnant one day, I'm not going to be able to win the Australian Open. I don't even think I can win the Australian Open right now. But anyway, we are going to have crime after this next song. But,
are we going to have crime? Are we going to do crime?
No, okay. All right. We'll do crime. We'll do crime then. Let's do it.
Hands up.
Right, you ready?
Yes, no. Always. Well, apparently the run sheet said it wasn't ready, but I'm ready now.
First question is kind of related to crime, but it's not crime per se.
Okay.
On February 8th, there was a ceremonial sitting to farewell Special Magistrate Margaret Hunter.
Mm.
Apart from law, she has another big love for something country specific. What is it?
actually saw this.
But I have no
do
idea.
Do I remember? No.
No, I didn't see this. I'm not sure.
I think it was in ABC Canberra.
Okay. But,
correct.
Okay.
That would be, yep, yep. So, I got one thing right. but yes, look.
Wild guess.
Country music?
I'm going to say Wild Boars really loves them.
No.
It's cattle breeding.
Oh.
Wild Boars? Yeah.
In a way. She's known and beloved in the legal profession for she's very down to earth. Like, she calls people in court, "That was stupid, mate," and she says things like that. So people really appreciate that she's just being kind of normal. But apart from law, she's an award-winning cattle breeder. So
there you go.
Fancy that. A judge that can do many things. Question two. A New York City woman accused of feeding something poisoned to her lookalike in a bid to steal her identity has been convicted of attempted murder. What did she feed her?
Oh, I have
no idea. I don't know if you've ever noticed or seen this, but there's a whole Instagram page called What is New York, and it's dedicated to stories like this. And it is nuts, the things that you see. Like what? Like, so she tried poisoning a doppelganger. To
how did she know? Like, how did she know her doppelganger in the first place?
She probably just saw her on the internet and thought, "Oh, we look alike."
Wow, that
commitment.
Is
okay,
terrifying.
So she fed her something.
Yes,
but obviously it was like hidden with poison, like
laced with poison.
Okay.
I'm gonna say,
what would someone take it like a? She's gonna eat a rat
toxin. No. Like rat poison.
Oh no, it was finazepam. So it's a very high. Like a Finnegan almost, but
she put
worse.
It to sleep.
Oh. Yeah. But no, what did she use it in?
Oh, yeah. Okay, what would someone, like, what would someone have? Like, what would someone take? Like, actually eat from, like, I'm confused. Are they friends?
I'm going to say.
They're not friends, so she's just.
A pie.
Close.
Oh, no.
I'll give you half a point.
A pizza. No. Cake. It was cake.
Cake, yes. It was cake. I'll take cake. It was cheesecake.
Oh. I just don't get it. I don't understand why she would take why she's taking cheesecake from a random stranger.
Who knows? I don't have all the answers, Maddie.
Well, you need to find it out.
She nearly died.
Jeez.
She woke up in a hospital and realized her passport and some like very expensive jewelry was missing. Yeah.
Wow.
So
Identity theft is not a joke, Jim.
Not in New York, anyway.
Yeah.
Question three. The former Eurobodalla mayor, Liz Inez, has been charged for doing something. What was it? Now, I know it's a very vague question, but if I put something more in there, it would just give it away.
Where is the person? Wait, where is Eurobodalla?
Eurobodalla's south coast.
Oh, okay. Forgive
like
my...
Like Batemans Bay.
Oh,
lacking
okay.
Geography.
Yeah, okay.
Knowledge. Yep.
I was thinking it was some overseas country when you said that.
No, it's our closest beach, guys.
Yes. Okay. So, can you repeat? Because I got
she's
stuck on
been
the
charged
place.
For doing something.
It's the mayor.
Yes. Well, mayor. Former mayor.
I'm gonna okay. say. Oh.
No, I don't know.
I'm gonna say, the diverting that sweet old cash flow.
Well, it made a lot of cash, but
oh,
no.
Okay. Oh, okay. She's drug dealing.
I'll give it to Matt.
No way.
South Coast thing.
She has been charged for cultivating cannabis.
Oh, cannabis.
Yeah, it's always okay. The problem. The police had been searching for an unrelated wanted person in the vicinity and then stumbled across her crop of 78 plants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And it's like... They said it's worth up to $258,000.
Oh okay. That's...
She initially just said it was for family use, and then once the police counted the plants, they said 78 plants are a bit much for your family.
For your family.
What?
Well, like extended
78?
Family?
Yeah. Like... Overseas.
The whole family tree.
Yeah.
Jeez. Because you can have one plant in Canberra.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
78.
That's 77 more down at her place.
78 times. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's pretty bad. for the mayor.
I don't know how you grow it. So are she growing it inside? Oh, did she have outside? Hydroponic?
No, she had it growing outside, and wow. It was different. She had some in garden beds, some in tree stumps, and wow. The police said it was really well looked after. So.
Yeah, jeez. Was it in one of our shows? Why am I keep on like bringing it back? But there was the lady that was planted some like plant that then was poison or something, and then they had to like go to her place and she's like, I didn't know that this was poison. I'm sorry, but if you're planting something in your garden, like I'm going to plant tomatoes, I know when I'm planting tomatoes. Like, you get what I mean? Like, I think that's a little bit suspicious. She knew she had 77 plants.
Well, this Liz Inez started off by saying, oh, no, it's not my plants. It's like there's 78 of them in your garden.
You water them every day? Oh, okay. All right. They're not yours. Fair enough.
People do funny things.
So she was the mayor. Now she's not? Or
she was also a very good businesswoman in Bateman's Bay. But now
a businesswoman in drugs.
Now she's just
a... Lovely.
she's
going to jail.
She goes to jail for that.
Yeah. You can get a very, very long sentence, actually.
Go. Wow, there you go.
Noted.
Question 4. A large number of Cadbury items were stolen last weekend in Telford, England. What were they?
Okay, random thing, but for any people who are listening and who are from Canberra, my year co was named Telford, so for a whole second I thought you were just asking me whether or not my year co had stolen Cadbury. That's awesome. Not awesome that Cadbury got stuff stolen. Sorry, Cadbury. But yes, so
I think, is it a particular type of chocolate?
Yeah.
Or the Kit
Kat specific thing.
Kit Kat's not chocolates.
Oh, Kit Kat is not.
No.
What am I talking about?
Can't be caramellos either.
No.
Let's go with.
It was. Someone broke in.
Bunch of. Technically, yes.
Bunch of bounties.
No.
Still bounties.
They were bounty hunters.
Stop.
No, I don't know. I think when you tell me, because I heard something about it, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it was quite prominent. It was Cadbury cream eggs.
Oh, the Easter stock. Oh my gosh.
So 200,000 cream eggs were stolen by a man using a tractor and a trailer.
I don't get that. I don't get how one does that.
I'm sorry. What is he gonna, what are you gonna do with all those cream eggs?
He must have a big family.
Oh, like, Lord.
78 of them. Like
700 acres to bloody hide them all.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
He's actually just gonna put them in, and it's gonna be an Easter egg hunt, and he's gonna be set for life.
Oh, he's like Robin Hood. He's delivering the Easter eggs to the poor children.
But how did he get, like, he must have caught. He did.
Like at the place?
Well, close to. He was heading towards the closest highway and the police stopped him. It's like, obviously they're going to stop you. You're on a tractor.
Like, tractor,
you're
tractor
not going fast. Oh, I don't understand. He didn't think it through.
I think that has to be my favourite news this week.
But he unfortunately has been convicted of theft before, so now he's actually going back to jail for 2 years.
Oh, I shouldn't say, like, oh no, like, that's eggs. Bad, because what he did was bad, but that sucks, mate. Like,
the poor eggs. The poor children who wanted the
eggs. Like, I want to know his reasoning.
Yeah.
Why the eggs?
Yeah.
Why
Cadbury? Like, surely you rob a bank before you grow Easter eggs. Like, at least you can reuse. Like,
get a complex marketing system set up beforehand.
Yeah, like,
know,
it
to
doesn't
sell
make sense.
Facebook
he just
marketplace.
Needed some chocolate.
Yeah. How much was it though?
200,000.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
It values up to close to $40,000.
Oh, so. Oh my gosh.
That was actually all of London's supply of Cadbury.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just taking it. On his tractor.
On his tractor.
Home.
Wow.
Okay. Surely they melted on the way home too. Like, it's winter there now.
It would have been frozen.
But, like,
that'd be fine.
Surely it's just like the thought process wasn't
exhausting.
Don't
know. Yeah. Question 5. An alleged drunk driver in Melbourne has been busted after he fell asleep in his car somewhere. Oh. Where did he fall asleep?
Oh, no.
Okay, is it like a weird place? Because, like,
it's pretty weird. That's random.
Oh,
it's not like on the site.
But
you know,
it's
like
not as random as you'd think once you hear.
Okay. He fell asleep in a car park.
Close.
A Woolies car park.
Very close.
I'm gonna say
a Coles car park.
He fell asleep in the state. The what's the? We don't have. I mean, because we're in Canberra and we're so lucky to have the federal parliament. What's the
he
state?
He fell asleep at the police station.
No.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I got nothing.
Where did he fall asleep?
He fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru.
I was thinking Macca's drive-thru, but I was like, no way would he do that.
No.
Yep. That's why I went to the police.
I'm sorry.
He ordered his food, and then in between the order speaker and the pay speaker, he fell asleep in the car, and the police had to wake him up in the drive-thru with a breathalyzer saying, hello, wake up to yourself. He returned a reading of 0.233. At a police station afterwards, which is almost four times the legal limit.
Jeez, well, what they say, like, you want Macca's when you've been drinking. Look, so he had the same idea as every other person that's gone to Mooseheads and then needs to go to Macca's Civic. Like, it just makes sense. Like,
he was not hungry enough to follow through.
No. Like, and it must have been very quiet because, like, for them to not, like,
well, would it be quite
be torn, like, yeah.
Yeah, well, the staff phoned the police.
Yeah, being and like, said, he's gone to sleep.
Congestion in the driveway.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever been in a Macca's where they're running late, but they have so many monitors just, like, beeping. You know, it'd be crazy in that Macca's.
The other day I went to Macca's and I didn't get served and, like, at the drive thru and I was like, okay, what's going on? So I just, like, drove through and I was like, can I please have, like, my Mac? Like, can I please have food? Because did you order? I'm like, no one talked to me at the machine, so I had to drive. Anyway, that is crime. Is that crime? And that comes to the end of the show.
My gosh.
I know. It's action-packed. Action-packed, crime-packed, entertainment-packed, and science.
Was there?
Was
science was unpacked?
Science was unpacked.
But if you liked any of what you heard on tonight's show with the three female boss ladies that were paddling tonight's show, make sure you let us know on our Instagram at UCFM_87.8 or the OWL_UC. And I think there might be replays happening if you missed on the start of the show or something like that.
There will be one tomorrow, but not on Sunday because we'll be doing the Multicultural Festival.
Amazing. Yes. So stay tuned for that. And the Multicultural will then go to air on Monday. How exciting. We've got such amazing things happening, and you'll hear all about that next week when you have three more panelists on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it, and that's Al from us.